The Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet. That's a fact you've probably heard a lot living in Alaska. Listener Drew Grant from Juneau sent an email recently to our Ask a Climatologist segment wondering why the Arctic is warming so much faster. Climatologist Brian Bretschneider says it's a phenomenon called polar amplification.
We get a limited amount of solar energy, but normally when we're snow covered, that snow and ice acts as a mirror. So the sun's rays that come in, if there's snow on the ground, a little bit of that energy can go toward melting the snow and warming the air, but most of it is reflected back off into space. So it's like it never occurred. However, when you melt that snow, if you warm the globe, say, 1 degree, and it's everywhere, 1 degree, you're going to melt that snow a little bit sooner. You're also going to turn some of those snow events into rain events. And so when you have that solar energy, say, in November, February, March, April, and there's no snow on the ground now, that ground can actually absorb the solar energy. And so you then create this what's called a feedback, where now you're absorbing more energy, you're warming up the air surrounding it, which then melts more snow, which then warms up the air even more. So areas that experience the snow cover variability, they're going to warm up faster than areas in southerly latitudes that don't get snow.
And sea ice plays a big role here as well.
Sea ice is actually the major input in this equation. So normally, in the middle of the summer, when we have 24 hours of daylight, the Arctic Ocean historically has been mostly covered in ice. So for 24 hours a day, most of the Arctic Ocean was acting like a big mirror, reflecting solar energy back out into space, just like it never occurred. Now in summer, where we have 24 hours of daylight, about half the Arctic Ocean is open water. And open water is very efficient at storing solar energy. And so now, for 24 hours a day, 6 months out of the year, you've got half the Arctic Ocean absorbing warmth from the sun. And then it releases that. You know, if you warm something up, it has to release it, and it releases it very slowly, but very consistently, and it warms up the entire area surrounding the Arctic.
And then we have a scenario like this year where even off the coast of Diaghvik and Kaktovik, not much sea ice, right?
Exactly. So it's another feedback cycle. So if you warm up the Arctic Ocean, then you make it harder for new sea ice to form, which then makes it more open water that can absorb more heat, which can warm the water even more, which makes it even harder to form more sea ice, and so on. So it becomes this vicious cycle. And then communities that are right next to the open water feel this direct effect because they're right next to this now, this tremendous heat source. But it's more than just those direct effects. It's a global effect because this warmth from the air gets released and fills up basically the entirety of the atmosphere surrounding the ocean. So there's these local direct effects, which we feel here in Alaska, but then there's also an Arctic-wide effect as well.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.